today I'm interviewing a special friend of mine who actually helps me in ministry. And her name is Bettina. And the Lord's blessed her with some wonderful gifts of the arts. And so, Bettina, so glad that you're here.
I'm glad to be here, Sharon.
We've found each other along the lines of ministry. So I don't know if you want to tell us a little bit.
Along those lines, it was interesting how the Lord just brought us together.
Yes.
He truly did. And I look back on that and I just see the hand of God, because one time we were having a meeting at church and there was one chair left. There were all these folks gathered and, and there was only one empty seat, and it was right next to Sharon. And the Lord had already been speaking to me about just coming around Sharon and around her ministry and support. So I feel the hand of God on that, and I'm pleased.
And I was impressed the first time I went to one of Bettina. She leads a Kingdom Prayer group out here in our local area. And someone had invited me, or maybe you invited me, I can't remember, but so I'm sitting there, and then Bettina starts praying for all like the heavy duty stuff, you know, a lot of the end time issues and things that you don't always expect someone maybe to know about. And I was like, wow, this girl's good. She knows a lot of these, you know, the hot topic type of things too. So anyway, and she's a real prayer warrior. So we like the warriors, don't we, people? So anyway, so how'd you get into your playing the harp?
Well, if you go way back in time to when I was young, one of the very first things that interested me as a child was art. Mm-hmm. I remember opening a book and I didn't even know the word for it, you know, and like to think, oh, well, you know, this is art. But I saw probably what was a print with the ink that's pressed on metal plates, you know, and it, like an etching. It was so attractive to me. And I was tiny. I was so young, you know. Yeah. And I just remember thinking, this is wonderful. This is absolutely wonderful. And then as I grew, I became into the knowledge that this is art. This is fine art, you know.
Oh,
and loved it. Just have always had a passion to be an artist. And of course, in school, that was what I did the best in. I always had grade A's. I was graded with A's. Everything else was kind of B student average, but I was kind of, I always achieved excellence in the arts. And so music was something that I never really gave much thought to, because it was so much of a part of me. And my family too, it was in my family. I didn't even think, you know, to kind of delineate inside my mind that, well, this is a thing. It was part of who I was. And so music has always been that way for me. It's synonymous with life, really.
Yes. Well, it's the universal language. So it's a way you can touch people's hearts through that. And I remember the first time I saw you with the harp, I was like, oh my gosh, she knows how to play the harp. It was just something about the, you know, King David played the harp. And when I heard you sing and play it together, it just sounded so perfect. And everybody says that the way you sing with the harp, like, you know, it just goes together. So
it definitely feels part of me for sure. And so how I ended up with I have with me today my Irish lap harp, and it was handcrafted by an Irishman, and it was handcrafted to be a folk instrument, which is different than a classical harp in the sense that it's played, folk music is played on it, as opposed to anything classical. So a folk musician is different from a classical musician in that they play from the heart and they play what's inside of their soul. And from memory, or however you want to look at that, a musician will say, I play by heart.
Yeah.
And it just basically is what they know deep inside of them. Whereas a trained classical musician has gone through studies that have accredited them to be like skilled beyond, you know. So I always think of myself in this humble capacity, like just know that I am a folk musician, folks. You know, I am not trained. But the truth is, my husband gave me this harp, and we didn't have a lot of money at the time. And so I just remember being I cried when I opened the gift. I was like, wow, this is just beautiful. It's just a little lap harp, and I guess it's probably all of about three to four feet high, and it sits in my lap. But I asked God, after a while, I just thought about it and I said, you know what, I have a tape here and I can put it in a cassette and learn how to play this, but I would rather you teach me, God. So I asked God to teach me, and I began to just pluck away on the strings. And what I found was that if I put like a little tune in my heart and then pluck the strings, I could follow that. I could follow that tune on the strings. And I, at first it was just a few strings, you know, and I don't play with six fingers, like, you know, three on each hand or four, whatever it is. I don't even know. It's probably four on each hand. Eight strings. I think that's how the classically trained play, and they play with their fingertips and not their fingernails. But I always just played with my fingernails. I didn't even know differently. And I only play with four fingers. So, and I'm working with chords.
Amazing.
So I sat down and just began to enjoy. And I think, you know, and I was learning scripture songs at the time at my church.
Yeah.
And so I incorporated them, the same songs, you know, into my learning. And I was so afraid to ever play it in front of people years ago. Oh, goodness. Really? I could not. I was so afraid. And but I would sit with the Lord and we would just enjoy it together. And the sound is so melodious and so beautiful. And this is a really wonderful harp in that it's very resonant.
Okay.
So the resonance of this is pretty amazing. And also on my on my 31 string Gothic harp, the floor harp that I also own, the resonance is really the ticket, you know, because you want someone who has crafted an instrument to understand that that's, you know, that's going to need to be a very important operative about that instrument, that it can really project with beautiful resonance. And both these harps, the floor harp and this one, really do. I've sat down, I went one time to a harp conference, and where their manufacturers were all there from different companies. And I remember sitting down to a really beautiful handcrafted floor harp, 'cause they would invite you to play. And it had carvings on it that were beautiful. But when I plunked the string, it had absolutely no resonance, and it would just be like plink, plink, instead of it being, you know, like a long, beautiful sound. And so, yeah, and I thought, well, golly, you know, you have to be really careful with the looks are not really what it's about. It's about the sound, you know.
That is amazing.
We've been working on study with voice, and this harp has a beautiful voice.
There you go. Wow. So, well, it's neat to hear the details of a harp or just an instrument, because, of course, there's so much spiritual meaning to that about resonance of the sound,
it's true,
right?
Yeah.
But, wow. That's amazing how you got started on that, like you said. You just
You can see, if you look at the back of this little folk harp, you can see the strings attached to the inside of the back of the harp where the soundboard is. And the sound comes out here. This is like its little soundboard.
I see it.
But you can see all the knots. And the fellow who made it said that when he was first learning how to make these, there literally is so much pressure on that soundboard that if it's not strong enough, it won't hold. And he said several of them exploded. When he would try to tune the strings.
That is so interesting.
So he had several that he accomplished before he was able to really put one together that would last.
So a little pressure, huh?
Makes
some sound.
A very interesting spiritual concept.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. But so are you going to play for us today?
I am.
Bettina, you write songs, and also you sing other worship songs. But
That's right.
So feel free to sing one of your favorite ones, or, you know.
Okay.
Let's see.
Well, one that I've most recently written kind of came to the surface. I believe it was one that God birthed in my heart. And it's because God has been moving me closer into deeper faith and trust in Him in the last, I would say, 10 to 15 years. And it's interesting because we can grieve the Holy Spirit, if we're not careful, by a lack of faith. And because he's all about, and this harp, in fact, for me, is all about relationship. It's about my relationship with God. And so this song is interesting because it's about trusting God. It's about trust and knowing that He's leading us. So I'm going to play that now, and just listen to how beautiful the movement in this song is. And I kind of stay on just a few chords, but it's what you hear inside those chords and the words themselves that are so beautiful.
Okay, great.
The name of this song is You, And you refers to God himself. So when you hear the word you in the song, think of the Lord. Talk a little bit about how it was that God moved me along in my journey as a musician. Mm. I began to realize that there was something there that God was looking for, and the greater joy for me. Wow, what a beautiful gift, you know. So he was training me, and I was learning, and people were saying, please bring that harp out and play it for us.
Oh, yeah.
And this, you know, this was years ago, and I was so afraid, and I would shake and get nervous, and I wouldn't be able to sing right, and I was too afraid. So at some point, I felt the Lord say to me, ask me for my help. You know, ask me to pour out my oil on you, and I will do it. I will increase your capability to perform worship.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to think of worship as a performance, but there is skill involved.
Right.
And so, you know, there's a certain amount of performance that goes on in the skill behind worship.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did. I asked the Lord for that. And he brought me to a season. Well, first he gave me a beautiful word from the Word of God, and that was that he was training my fingers for war, my hands for war and my fingers for battle, which is in the Psalms. And I thought, wow, Lord, that's amazing. I'm not real sure what that means, but let's go for it. Right. And so anyway, he put me in a situation where I was able to minister to the seniors, and I played in 30 different private homes.
Wow.
And did that on a rotating basis throughout like a 2-month time frame. And I would go back and the people got to know me. Wow. And I did that for probably about 4.5 to 5 years. During that time, I lost all the shyness. And, you know, I just realized that people were receiving something that God had to give them through the vessel of, you know, being able to be a musician and perform and just... Yes. And, you know, I sang lighthearted and beautiful songs. Not every one of them was a Christ-centered song, you know.
Sure.
But yet the spirit and the heart behind a song comes through in the music. And
absolutely.
They felt ministered to, for sure. And the people who were running the homes would ask me to come for their birthdays and for private occasions. And please, they miss you. They love you.
Yeah.
And they gave me a box of chocolates at the end, a big heart. And it said, we love you, Bettina.
That's really cool.
It was amazing. But the miracle for me was that any inhibitions that I had fallen away. And so then I was able to perform for weddings and funerals and banquets and library appreciation day and everything unimaginable. So, but, and then at one point here more recently in the last 10 years, the Lord brought me into a place of using the instrument truly for the body of Christ as a form of worship. So that's been really wonderful. I think that's probably for me the highest calling.
Yeah.
You know, I can't think of a more wonderful thing than to be able to worship the Lord in his house, in his temple.
And also, it's like, to me, the harp is so unique. I mean, for one, you read about it in the Bible, and I always picture David, you know, in the meadows with the sheep and everything. But when you actually see one and hear one, it carries such a peaceful tune about it. And he was called, right, to put Saul into a place of peace because of the music. So it is, like that verse said.
It's so true.
You're teaching your hands to war through song and the heavenly vibrations and the sound and all of that. It's so powerful. And well, it's interesting because I keep thinking that harp is unique, but you are also unique. Like, you know, it's like the Lord gives us the gifts that go along with our character,
that's
personality
so true.
And all that. And I just see, like I said in the beginning, you blend together so well. And it's that unique sound that I think when people ask you to come and play, it's just like, oh, it's so different. And it's almost like what we were talking about when we started our weekly meetings, where we were used to having the churches and their big bands and all of that, and, you know, instruments and drums and everything. And of course, that's cool. It's nice to have some big concert types once in a while. But then when we just started singing our own voices, just like in the old days, you know, when people would just sing hymns together without many instruments, but then you had the harp. Or just a few,
the simplicity.
Simplicity.
The acoustics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
and a lot of people were commenting on how that actually sounds real nice. It's a beautiful to hear, you know, God's people, just their own voices.
Amen.
Without a big,
that's right.
All the guitars and everything, you know, and thinking what we need to have to make it, you know, the best worship kind of a thing. But we're realizing it's a simplicity and coming back to just our songs, our voices, you know, a harp, you know, a flute or whatever it is that we have around.
And I think it blesses the Lord. I want to say that, you know, when he can hear our voices, it ministers to him because he created us. And so he loves what he created. Mm-hmm. And so when he can hear our voices like that, when the instruments are not wired to electricity and our voices are able to come through, God is so pleased, you know, and so the scriptures tell us that he dwells within the praises of his people.
Yes.
So he comes and dwells with us, you know, it's like his rejoicing and we can feel that and then we rejoice, you know, an echo of the joy, you know.
That's true.
So,
and just as we're talking right now, I was thinking of when they marched around the walls of Jericho, they sang their songs, they gave their shouts, but it's all these kind of instruments that they used back then.
Yes,
you know,
the
harp and the lyre,
the real deal.
Like this, or the shofar and things like that.
Whoa.
But,
yep.
Yeah, it's kind of like a natural, maybe it's more of a natural sound too or something, like
right.
More earthy or I don't know.
Well, you know what, and when you were saying a minute ago about how the instrument is so unique and my uniqueness. But the fact is, you know, we bring that to mm-hmm. what we do in life. And even as a fine artist, which I am a painter also,
yes.
It's the expression of our soul. And so that thing truly does become a part of that expression of your soul. And yes. So the harp is very much, you know, an expression mm-hmm. of who I am and who God created me to be. And I do my best to strive
yes.
to accurately represent that, you know, because I want to give him glory.
Right, so. Right. Well, I think you do a wonderful job doing that. And Bettina also teaches my daughter arts and she teaches classes. So that's really great. It's always,
you know, I taught a little 5-year-old. She was, her Grammy kept saying to me, you know what? She really, truly is amazing. I said, well, she's going to have to be a child prodigy. She started it when her granddaughter was 4,
okay.
asking me to teach her lap harp. And I said, you know, she's 4. And the yeah, woman yeah. said, no, you'd be surprised. Well, I finally agreed when she had turned 5 a few yeah. months later. And it was true. This little young one was so amazingly gifted. Wow. And I really only taught her just a little under a year, but by the end of that year, and Christmas came, and she was able to play
wow.
2 Christmas songs
really?
For her whole family at Christmas gosh. Time on that harp. It was amazing. So, and I kept saying to her, Grammy, well, you know, I'm not a trained classical musician. I can only impart like folk music. That's what I want her to learn. She had heard me. She had heard me play,
okay.
and I had played Tora Laura Laura. And wow. this same Grammy, mm-hmm. okay, I was in one of those private homes I was telling you about. Her mama was sitting there.
Oh.
And when I played Tora Laura Laura, so that would have been the great-grandmother, right, of this little,
okay,
her
right.
name was Claire that I taught.
Mm-hmm.
And the two of them sat there, the great-grandmother and the grandmother, so as mother and daughter, and just cried while wow. I was playing Tora Laura Laura. And why? Because that great-grandma, when she was mama to the grandma,
oh.
sang that song to her, and she taught it to her when they were young, you
oh,
know,
wow.
and when she was growing up with her.
Hmm.
So yeah, that's the way this can touch hearts. And so then after that, it was like, my little granddaughter is going to learn how to
yeah,
do
yeah.
that.
Teacher.
It was so amazing.
Right, right.
So.
Well, when you hear the sound, I mean, that's what I love about the flute too. The flute. I've never been around a harp, so this was like a beautiful... Well, do you have one more song you want to
sure.
play for us? Might as well. Use your gift while we got you.
All right.
Okay.
Sweet Father, yes, it if we will but trust in the care of his hands. If we will but trust in the care of our Father. If we will but trust in the care of his heart. So we fix our eyes upon his ways. Yes, we fix our eyes upon his gaze. Yes, we fix our eyes upon his ways. We fix our eyes upon his gaze.
That's beautiful.
You know, I'm telling you, I was just sitting down to dinner one night, and I just had this little tune I was humming around the kitchen, and I'm thinking, you're downloading something, aren't you, Lord? Because it was one I didn't know. You know, I'm humming it. Often I'll be humming tunes I know, you know, while I'm working. But this one was one I didn't know, and I thought, oh, Lord, you know, this is so beautiful. And I said, well, if you want me to learn it, this is something from your heart, you're going to bring it back to me. I don't record these, you know. Mm. And sure enough, he just brought the tune back to me one day when I was in devotions. Oh. And he said, you and I have been working on trust. Hmm. He said that to me. And he said, I just want you to write down to these, to this melody, to the tune, what it is that I've been teaching you.
Oh,
beautiful. And the last verse, or one of the last verses in there says, we fix our eyes upon him, upon his ways, upon his gaze, and to remember that the Lord is always gazing at us. He's always, his eyes are fixed on us. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. Mm. And so we need to remember that.
And that's why the song is called Trust.
That's right. Doesn't take his gaze off of us. And for anyone, when he loves us like that, it's like we become his possession. And for anyone that touches on his possession, touches on his heart.
Right.
And that's something to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm. That is.
For anyone listening.
Amen.
Just know that.
That's right. The Lord, I love that. The Lord's got his eyes fixed on you, so he knows everything you're going through, good times, bad times, hard times, emotional times, and celebration times.
Yes,
so thank
wonderful.
You, Lord.
Wonderful.
Well, I really appreciate your giving us your time here today. And at the end of this audio, I'm going to be posting Bettina's professional recording of the song The Sparrow. And what instruments are used in that one?
You know, I know there may be other things besides the harp. Sometimes my friends would come in with some little percussion sounds, or June would play her piano. But it's definitely my floor harp that you'll hear on that recording. And
flute.
There's flute and voiceovers that are my voice. So it's my flute and my harp. I play the flute also. I wrote it for a woman who was struggling greatly. She She had been abused as a child and had dissociative identity disorder. So she had parts, and those parts were being delivered. Each one of those multiple parts inside of her personality were being delivered from evil and brought around to wholeness and well-being. And this is the song that the Lord gave me for her. So
the Sparrow song. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. And music is such a healing factor, I believe. The sounds are really. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Bettina. This has been great.
It's been a pleasure.
And I hope everyone listening to this really enjoys the beautiful, calming music from the heart for our soul and our spirit. So till next time, God bless you all. Love you tons.
Yeah.